Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Not getting enough Triple M footy? Or did you miss something and need to go back and have another listen? Get the Triple M NRL podcast. It's available right now on the Triple M NRL app.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh, no, he drops the ball.
Just as long as I'm here in your arms, I could be in no better place.
I've got to respect the ball.
You're simply the best.
Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Woo! Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Two, three, four.
Sunday afternoon.
Welcome to the Triple M Sunday CB.
And a very good afternoon right across the Triple M network and around the world via the Triple M app at triplem.com.au.
Rugby league is not around the world, isn't it, at the moment?
Yesterday we had people listening in Boston, Hong Kong, far north as Port Douglas, down across to Perth, Melbourne. I think we had someone from Dungog, someone from Budgieboy.
What message have you got for the overseas listeners, Anthony? What would you tell them about the great game of rugby league?
Well, look, if you've just tuned into this for the first time, this is the premier rugby league show. I'd say to them that it's the number one. These two are the guns. These two are the gun rugby league reporters, Hoops and Gordy Tallis.
No, the other one's gone.
Paul Kent's gone. Isn't somebody supposed to come in off the bench if Gordy, when Kenty goes?
No, it's not a hard position to fill, so we've been carrying him, so we just take on.
But I thought someone was supposed to come in, Burmo's win. It's just the only joint in the world. As long as you're not me, you can just come to work whenever you want. If you don't want to come to work, don't come. If you want to come, come. If you want to swap with someone, swap. As long as you're not me. Anyone else, just please yourself.
Yeah. Jeez, I'll tell you what, you just sold the game to the world, Anthony.
Yeah.
The greatest game of all. Strap yourselves in, buckle up. Here it comes, Leichhardt Oval Sunday afternoon. Won't get any better than that.
Let's get a producer's challenge. Get rid of you. Can we get a producer's challenge? Thumbs up. Thanks, Tommy.
Now, yeah, and that place in Mary Street at Leichhardt.
How good is it
overlooking Leichhardt Oval?
Yeah, outstanding. So
I saw that they didn't have their social distance because there was 14 of them on that scaffolding, which was about 8 metres long.
Yeah, right.
Adam Ferguson, he's one of the locals on Mary Street there, and good on him for having the foresight, you know, with the footy all in lockdown at the moment. He's decided, right, I'll ring Bunnings up, I'll get some scaffolding delivered, I'll get some of the other local neighbours to jump up and help me set it all up. And Robert's your father's brother, Anthony. It looked sensational there yesterday.
Virgo, I hope it all doesn't come tumbling down.
He's got it on again this afternoon.
Oh, good on him,
mate. Gordon, you'll love this bit. Apparently he's got a keg set up, right, and it's tubed and everything so that they don't have to climb up and down the ladder to get back up on top of the scaffold.
No way.
Yeah, 100%. You can just wave.
I like Virgo now. Sorry about the distance, Virgo. Get more.
The great thing about the coronavirus, it brings leaders like
Adam Ferguson
to the forefront. Mate, that's smart thinking.
Speaking of great leaders, we've had a lot of feedback at Triple M_NRL. Missed the Peter Volandis interview earlier on. He's the chairman of the ARL. If you missed the interview, here it is again as Triple M rocks the footy.
Pete, we heard from Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, this morning. Does that change anything, the latest developments around this pandemic that's currently going on all around the world?
I don't believe so, because the Prime Minister said during questioning that it's sport for, you know, minor sports. It didn't include the NRL and the AFL, and that he would be discussing that with us tomorrow to continue the travel. It should be remembered we're using chartered flights. We're not using the normal commercial domestic planes. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to travel, even though there's a ban on non-essential travel on domestic airliners.
Pete, you said round three is a challenge. Has anything changed or is anything about to change that we're not aware of?
There's a national cabinet meeting tonight, and if you listen to a lot of the rumours, it's going to be a challenge moving forward. You know, the potential lockdowns in New South Wales and Victoria has been mentioned. You know, suburbs being locked down has also been out there. But as I said last Sunday, this changes hourly, and a decision we make today may change tomorrow. And, you know, we're prepared for the worst. We've looked at every contingency. We're ready for whatever they throw at us. Look, we've got a 4-week window that we can work with during the state of origin. You know, there's a buy round and There was a minor round. So we've always got two rounds up our sleeve and we can always extend the season. It just really depends when we have to pull the lever to suspend the season. You know, the longer we can go, the better it is. And, you know, we'll continue to go while we still receive the appropriate advice from the health authorities and from our biosecurity and pandemic expert. And our biosecurity and pandemic expert is saying that we're doing everything correctly right now. In fact, by isolating the players, it puts them in a better position than if they were just to go around their normal day life. They're more protected by being self-isolated, so they're least risk. So by continuing to play, it's actually the least risk situation at the moment. It's imperative we play every game this year, and the State of Origin series. And if we do play every game and we do play the State of Origin, we'll get out the other end. Anything else other than that is going to be a major challenge financially.
What happens if a player is reportedly seen in a nightclub or is out having coffee? Are you going to fine them? Because potentially, as I understand it, they have they run the risk of putting the whole competition at stake.
Not only that, they put their family at stake. They put all their teammates at stake. It's a major decision for them to act recklessly. We will be introducing penalties, no doubt about that. That's the second part of the process. Let's get the protocols in first. Let's get the buy-in by the players. We've given them a template. They've been very positive about that. As I said, they've been extremely cooperative. And then the second part of the process is to consult the clubs and the players in relation to how we penalise someone that acts recklessly. We're not going to penalise someone that's just made an innocent error, but someone in the nightclub at 3 o'clock in the morning that's putting all his teammates, his family and the game at risk, there will be a penalty. And that could range from a lot of things. And as I said, I won't preempt that until we have the discussions, but I can tell you that it won't be soft.
Yesterday we saw the Warriors play their first game being a team based on the Gold Coast. And obviously there's some players that have arrived from New Zealand to link with the Warriors that are in quarantine now. Have we got any further development with them being able to have a borrowing arrangement with the other NRL teams?
Yes, look, we're looking at all those options to keep the Warriors viable. I've never seen a more selfless act than what the Warriors have done. I think if the community behaved like the Warriors and it was selfless, I don't think we'd be in this predicament. And we certainly wouldn't be running for toilet rolls. So we'll assist the Warriors every way we can and repay the selflessness that they've showed, including, you know, possibly borrowing players. We haven't got the state cups being played now. And as you say, there's already some players that have arrived in Australia. They've sat out the 14-day isolation and they'll be available after that 14 days. So, look, there's some hope there for the Warriors in relation to players, et cetera, and we'll do everything in our power to repay the enormous sacrifice they've made for the game.
Good on you. Peter Volandis joining us there, the ARL chairman, talking about where we go from here with the coronavirus. So far, we've got Gordon Tallis, we've got James Hooper and Maroon. Dan will call the game for you this afternoon from 4 o'clock. That's Newcastle versus
the television star coming in.
Tiger, he is coming in. Wow. I've just seen his limousine pull up.
Oh, has he?
In the Triple M car.
And he's warming up the vocals. He's got the coach down there warming him up.
Yes, he's down there limbering up his timbre in his voice.
Does he warm up the round? Does he warm up the larynx the same way that you do, with a bit of red leather, yellow leather?
A bit of red leather, yellow leather. Yeah. A little rouge judiciously used, a few of those voice exercises. Yeah. Anyway, what we'll do now is we'll take a break. And when we come back,
we'll talk
about some of these games that are still to take place this afternoon here as Triple M rocks the footy. But just before I go, boys, just an update on the Captain's Challenge poll, Maroon's Sunday poll. And I think the Captain's Challenge should be scrapped. If you can have your say on the Triple M NRL Facebook or Twitter page. But lots of people are sitting with me on the poll. 60% say they don't like the Captain's Challenge either. Mate. And there's been thousands upon thousands of votes.
You have concocted those numbers.
I would not do that. Let's take a break. Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy. Sunday Sin Bin.
Nice. be with you on a Sunday afternoon.
Triple M rocks footy.
Okay, so far this round, Cowboys 24, Dogs 16. Panthers 32, Dragons 28, Broncos 22, Souths 18. Raiders 20, Warriors 6, Manly 9, Roosters 8. Storm 12, Sharks 10, Tigers Knights and Titans Para this afternoon into this evening. And that's all thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. You get up to $100 cash back on selected BFG tyres. Rugby league is simply the best, and you can hear all about it right here. Just a little update here on the poll. The captain's challenge, should it be scrapped? Now we've got 63% saying yes, they believe it should be scrapped. What did you say? You kind of like it, don't you, Hoops?
No, I just want a scrutineer to have a good look at those numbers, because I think you're fabricating them to suit your own argument.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you better speak to our producer, Tom Birmingham.
Okay.
He's the man. He's the man where the Triple M budget went.
You quoted
back
thousands
in the building.
Of people had responded earlier.
They
can
have.
Confirm
they
that
have. Or? Thousands of people have contacted us to say they don't like another stoppage in the great game. You got anything to add to that?
Okay.
Boys, just quickly, a couple of emails and tweets coming in. Fabian, who's listening in Thurool at Triple M_NRL, do you think Tyson Frizzell will stay at the Dragons?
That's a good question. No, that is a very good question, because we heard that Tyson was going to make a decision about his future before the season began. Then we were told that he wanted to just put things on hold for a little bit longer. And look, for people who aren't already up to speed, yeah, it's basically he's either going to stay with St. George Illawarra, or he's also got an opportunity to go and join the Newcastle Knights. Now, after the way the season has begun, you know, the Dragons, it does seem a little bit like Groundhog Day in terms of the results for the Red V. Whereas the Knights, well, they had a great beginning to the season last week, and they got another opportunity this afternoon against the Tigers at Leichhardt Oval. So we're thinking we should get some clarity about what Tyson's decision is going to be over the course of the next week. I reckon it's probably 50-50 split at the moment, Maroon. I actually think he's the more the days go by, the more I think, well, he must be seriously thinking about maybe going and joining the Knights.
Okay, that's it. This is where we say goodbye to our Brisbane listeners, and we'll come back, talk more about Gus Gould's comments on Latrell and preview those games too this afternoon as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy. Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Good afternoon, welcome to it. We're only about half an hour away from the kickoff that game at Leichhardt between the Knights and the Tigers, just before we get back into the footy with Hoops and Gordy Tallis and Maroon. Now, Hoops, just an update on what you told us earlier, the latest on the coronavirus situation.
Yeah, there's a very important meeting happening later on this evening, Anthony, and this is a statement from the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Tonight I will be informing the National Cabinet that New South Wales will proceed to a more comprehensive shutdown of non-essential services. This will take place over the next 48 hours. Supermarkets, petrol stations, pharmacies, convenience stores, freight and logistics, and home delivery will be among the many services that will remain open. Schools will be open tomorrow, though I will have more to say on this issue in the morning. So just cutting through exactly how to interpret that, Anthony. You'd be thinking schools are going to be open on the Monday, but perhaps beyond that, they may no longer be open. And further to that, we're hearing that New South Wales, the borders will be in a complete lockdown from Tuesday onwards. So things are developing quite rapidly. They are changing all the time. We'll try and keep people as up to speed as you possibly can. But the main message is take care of one another. You can still say good day. You can still have a laugh. Look, they are very serious times, and we all need to be aware of what's going on around us all of the time. But you still got to go about your normal life as well as much as you can.
Yep. Good on you. One day at a time at the moment. Let's talk more about some rugby league now. Latrell Mitchell. Now, Gus Gould on the Channel 9 network had plenty to say about Latrell after Friday night's game, where the Rabbitohs were beaten by the Broncos. This is what Phil Gould had to say about Latrell.
I'm worried about Latrell and his football. Unless he is mentored in the right way by the right people through this period, it could all come unravelling for him over the next 18 months. He's not ready to play NRL football the way he is right at the moment, and certainly not to play that position. You know, while other people tolerate what Latrell is doing now, Latrell will keep doing what Latrell is doing now. Someone in his life has got to pull him into line.
That's interesting on so many levels what he said there. Let's start at the very end, Hoops. While ever he keeps doing what he's doing, someone needs to pull him into line. What do you make of that?
Well, if anyone's going to pull him into line, Gordon, it's going to have to be one of your old coaches in Wayne Bennett, because he's the one who is the boss cocky at the South Sydney Rabbitohs at the moment. And he's got a track record with being able to get players who might be a little bit out of sorts back in the right space. And he has got a hell of a challenge on his hands here with Luttrell at the moment.
Yeah. Luttrell's got so much talent, and we all get advice, you know, and we've all had it through our career, and it's who you listen to. And I think Luttrell, being so young and so talented, he's getting a lot more than some other kids out there. And whether he's believing it all or taking it all in, I'd, you know, and he says that he trusts them, but don't trust anybody that you're giving your money to. I mean, the trust is someone that can't do anything for you. And someone like Phil Gould, who probably doesn't know him, is giving him advice. You'd probably take that, because he's not, you know.
He hasn't got a vested interest.
Absolutely. And then it's not going to change Phil's life one way or another, you know. So I feel sorry for Luttrell. He is the most spoken about rugby league player for, you know, things that I think aren't warranted and some that are. But just on football ability, if you're going to play fullback, the sad part is you're going to get judged with that name and whatever you are against the Tedescos, the, you know, the Trbojevic's, the Billy Slater's, because that's the position you play in. Simple as that. And if you can't take that, well, you know, you're playing the wrong game. And then that's just life. But I think Luttrell's, when he looks happy, he's playing his best football. And if you look at his body language, I know there's no crowd, but he's playing for a new club. It's a proud club. It's a rich club. It's your club, Anthony. And then he runs out there. Greg Inglis has played there. So he's going to get tied up with Greg Inglis's name as well. Well, you've got to lead. And Greg wasn't an effort-type player. Greg wasn't a Billy Slater-type player. But whenever they need him, he'd take that carry and he'd knock the front rower over and he'd, you know, do a 10 or 15K run to inspire the other guys, around him. And I don't think that Luttrell's trying to do that at the moment. You know, like even trying to put himself in that position to, you know, inspire his teammates and just impress the new ones.
You go back to when Luttrell was playing, you know, he was kicking the door off the hinges and playing the lights out of opposition players.
Well, I remember
and
that was game the against first the West year. Tigers.
Yeah, well, that was last year at the SCG. But he only had a certain amount of touches in that game. Like, it was, considering his impact and his influence, he only had, I think it was a tick over double figures in terms of his actual involvements in the game. Then you look at the other gun fullbacks that you just referenced. Yeah. You're so involved in being on the ball all the time.
Mate, if you put him in Luttrell's position, they can't do what he did either. You know, and if you're playing fullback, there's probably three or four efforts every set of six. So you catch the ball or you link with your winger or you get the dummy half and you have a scoot out, then you back a couple of forwards up, and then you've got to be on the end of that classy play to create the numbers. So there might be three or four touches in a set of six, where Luttrell or Tony Staggs was unbelievable, you know, for the Broncos against us. He had eight carries. Three of them were for try.
Yeah.
Three were for try, but eight. And is Luttrell better doing that? You know, sitting out on an edge, putting your ego in your pocket and saying, well, maybe number one is not for me. And mate, I'm not going to think any less of Luttrell's career if he never wears number one. Yeah, you know, I mean, I think he's going to be probably one of the greatest centres ever to play the game of rugby league. I just think the pressure of people now to be spoken about and to be number one or be that, and hopefully it's not the money grab. You know, like, if I get sold as a number one, I'm worth more money. I think clubs have got to be smart and say, well, listen here, we can't pay him number one money because I don't think he's going to play 26 weeks or 4 years at number one.
You know what, Gordon? I don't reckon it was a money grab. I reckon he was just a young bloke.
Because everybody comes off contract.
Yeah, I know. But he actually took a haircut to go to South Sydney, and he backed himself to go and play in a position that he hadn't featured in for a couple of seasons, and now he's facing all these challenges. But if you go back to when I'm glad you raised Katoni Staggs. If you go back to when Luttrell was playing his best football, it was probably the first year that he played in Origin. And he gave Will Chambers, a seasoned representative centre, a bath in terms of one-on-one contests. Yep. And that was when Luttrell, the way that I was watching the game, I thought that was when he was really at the absolute peak of his powers. And he looked like a Spartan warrior, like he was rock-hard fit. And Katoni Staggs looked like that. Again, you go back to last Friday night. Luttrell, to me, I just don't reckon he's quite, his fitness is at its absolute peak. Yeah. And he won't be able to do what he wants to do playing fullback until he gets himself into that condition.
This Roosters South game, if only we could get a crowd there. This is going to be an absolute crackerjack game coming up this week. But, boys, we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll have a little bit of a sneak preview at these two games this afternoon. Your boys, the Tigers, hoops against the Knights. And then, of course, Parramatta against your boys, Gordy, the mighty Gold Coast Titans, as Triple M rocks the footy.
Kareem Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. It's Sunday Triple M NRL, the Sunday Sin Bin. We got Gordon Tallis, we got Hoops, we got Maroon, we got two blokes fresh in off the interchange bench, fresh out of Triple M quarantine, so get them on this afternoon.
How good.
Dan's in to call the game this afternoon. Dan Ganane, I've been seeing you at the Fitness First at Randwick, and you are very popular with the with the girls of the area.
And you are very popular with the yummy mummies. And you just saunters around. He says he likes...
It must be the spandex that he's
goes,
wearing.
He goes, you would be in a gym for an hour and a half, and you'd punch... he busts his backside
off. You see
off.
That? You see?
He does. Mm. But an hour of that hour and a half is just sauntering around, looking for gossip, looking for chit-chat.
So you're supposed to be self-quarantined, Maroon, and you're going to a sweaty gym.
Well, it's a great gym. It's a very clean, lovely gym.
Yeah, benches where people have laid there all sweating and that, and you're bringing it into work.
Does he still do that 30-minute ritual of refoiling in front of the mirror?
The maroutine. I do the maroutine up there.
How are you, Jess? Hasn't the footy actually been good?
Yeah.
Reedy, hello to you.
Hello, boys. Hello. Yeah, I was saying to Dan outside, the footy's been out. Well, Friday night in particular was outstanding. Those two games on Friday. Last night was a bit of a... The Storm Sharks game wasn't exciting.
I like me and the Roosters.
That was a good game. I was saying the Storm Sharks game was a bit of a arm wrestle, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was good for the reasons, because normally when you're going that hard at each other, the crowd's into it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like to keep on turning up and doing that 4-all, 6-all, 8-all type of game, normally the crowd's there and you get up with it. And for those guys to do it in an empty stadium and just stick to the little gritty 1%ers. I thought that's what I liked about the Melbourne Sharks game, but it wasn't a purest Dragons game.
The two games Friday, the Penrith Dragons was a belter, and South Brisbane was a great game too.
I've got to be honest, Canterbury North Queensland was not a great game.
I was at that one live, Dan. I was in the crowd.
Don't touch me, by the way.
Yeah, sorry.
Please don't touch me.
Where's the disinfectant?
But once we had the two Friday games, I thought, we're going to have some good footy here. And it does prove, we've always thought rugby league is great on television, and the way the broadcasters have shot it with the different angles. Because I watched a bit of the AFL on Thursday with these wide sweeping shots of the MCG, and it looked so cavernous and it looked terrible. But I don't know, they turned the sound effects up, I know, on Fox, and they probably did the same on Nine. I don't know. It's been a novelty.
Yeah. I've enjoyed it. Like when you guys on when the Fox, we just
you
hear,
said don't talk.
Just don't talk for a minute.
Mm. It lasted six tackles, and Mick had to talk. Mick Innes, he had to hear his own voice. I'm thinking, can it go two sets? Because I was actually enjoying that. But you know,
now we did that on purpose.
Yeah, mate. But that's one thing that I noticed is how. Yeah, I mean, so like you forget how much talk, and like when you're at training, like you hear it all, but the fans don't realise how much talk and it's come amazing. Here and do that and move and get to him, do that, watch this, watch that. Well, it's actually really good. And then Dan, like we said, let's be quiet. I'm going, oh God, I can't wait till they kick down and hear the kick chase. Mick in his car. And I'm like, no!
Gordy, I reckon the perception as an outsider is that the halves do all the talking, but when you're on the sideline, like on Thursday night, everyone was talking.
Yeah.
Everyone. And the bench was screaming. Yeah. But every player on that field is constantly talking and telling each other where to go and what to do. And, you know, I think that's something that caught me a bit off guard.
Yeah.
Because I thought only the real generals would be
Best talker I ever played with was Michael Hancock, and he was on the wing. He would just be at you, like, just for 80 minutes he'd be telling me what to do. Kevin, here he comes, do this, this. So, you know what I mean? And that's a winger.
And I think the ratings are up, so, or at least they're at worst on a par. So the fans are comfortable with it. It's not ideal, but the novelty, you know, it's rugby league fans are fine with what's going on this week.
All right, boys, a couple of games you're going to get to this afternoon.
Hey, guys, you know that Maroon got bitten by a dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
It was Danny Wadley's Chihuahua.
Yeah. Wadley was on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Called Biggie. I think you came up with it. Oh, no, it might have been Kendi. Maybe it was you, Hoops. Dogs know people.
Mate.
Well, do you know what he thought? That he stole his teeth.
What are you doing on Bondi Beach, by the way? That's a drink from Little Bay. Look at you.
No, I like to just get around and keep an eye on all the beaches. In the summer months. I've got very little to do. But anyway, I'll just say this. Chihuahuas can really bite.
Can I just say this? The disease that's really spreading, we've got coronavirus, but I walk into the Fox booth yesterday and his blocker Roach on the phone. And he waves hello, gets off the phone and goes, oh, that was Maroon. He was just setting up a cashie for me.
And it is spreading everywhere. No one is immune.
His business.
No. Blocker and I have got some very above board arrangements.
Oh, they can't shut all down right. Rocket Industries.
No. I tell you what, it's taken a hit the last couple of weeks. Anyway, the games this afternoon, boys. The Tigers and the Knights at Leichhardt Oval. Let's get all four of you to give us your tips and how you think the game will go. Starting with you, Hoops.
I'm worried. Normally, Leichhardt Oval, the Tigers, you know, it's such a cauldron for them. But given the crowd factors taken out of it and the way the Knights started the season last week, I reckon Newcastle can get home in a tight game.
Yeah, I'm the same. But we need to see Newcastle play a better team than the Warriors, with all due respect. But their defence last week was superb. So probably no Mbai as well as Brooks. So. Yeah, probably Newcastle. They're the favourites now.
I hate to agree with you two blokes, but I'm with you. I thought Newcastle were great last week. To the 80th minute, they were defending with such intensity. And I think, you know, if they do that again this week, I think they'll beat the Tigers, yeah.
Yeah, I think the Knights, I thought they were really consistent for 80 minutes. And the Tigers, a couple of their tries, even though they were brilliant, but Benji's kicks, they don't come off every week.
Yeah, they're opportunistic, no question, Gordy. Hey, Reedy, while we're on the Knights, what are you hearing about Tyson Frizzell?
Well, I know you spoke about earlier, Hoops. I mean, I think I got the same text message as you 2 weeks ago from his agent saying we want a decision before the season starts. Then it dragged into the next week. You know, they're saying maybe we hear a decision next week, but does that change with everything that's going on now?
I don't know. The longer it goes,
I thought he was going to stay.
So did I. But now that we keep sort of pushing it out further and further, the
Have you
decision,
seen
the
draw? Have you seen their draw?
They might win around.
They've got a horrendous draw.
Raiders Thursday, and then it just gets.
They've got another hard one in round four. So
it could be Brisbane. The Titans.
Worst their record, maybe the less likely he is to stay.
I wonder the worst they go early on, and the amount of criticism that surrounds that club maybe thinks, I'd better cut my losses and go to Newcastle.
What would be the impact? The impact at the Dragons if Tyson Frizzell took off for the Knights?
That'd be huge. Huge. I mean, it's just about their best player, isn't he? And when you consider they mightn't get Jack DeBellin back, you know, who knows what's going to happen with Jack? You've lost probably your two best forwards. Gone.
Well, they've only had two forwards that have made an impact, Vaughan and Frizzell, the last bike, couple of weeks. So that massive.
Boys, what about the Knights? Can any of you see the Knights sort of creeping into the top eight?
Oh, yeah. Easy. I think they are top eight. I thought that if they. I think they might even be a top four side.
Ooh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they went far last year. I think Kalen Ponga got injured. Mitchell Pearce, that 6 week run, and then you know stuff was happening there, and Jesse Ramien. So there was a bit of stuff happening off the field.
About 2/3 of the way in there in the eight.
So if they can find that, and you know they, from like all reports, that Adam O'Brien's a great coach, and Mitchell Pearce has just got a bit more calmness about him, and their roster's getting better. So. Don't worry about it. Well, do you know what? Marine don't look like that because they will finish higher than South.
Mate, don't start. I'm only starting to look like that because I'm going to ask you now, boys, the other game, the Gold Coast's other team, the Gold Coast Titans taking on Parramatta. How much will Parramatta beat them by, do we think?
I tipped the Gold Coast.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Oh, what are you on?
You reckon? Absolutely. Gold Coast had the wood on Parramatta over the years.
Mm-hmm. Parramatta weren't that good in round one.
The good thing is at least the Titans are used to playing in front of no one.
Can't wait till you get kicked out of the comp again.
Don't be so personal, mate.
Oh,
how ridiculous. Loser. Anyway, who wins this one, Gordon?
Oh, the Titans.
Yeah? You really think that?
Well, do you know what? I really like their second half because Jack Whiten started like a house on fire last week and they were absolutely outstanding, the Raiders in the first half. Titans second half, I think they can take a lot out of it. You know, you said Parramatta, if you look at the way the Bulldogs played against the Cowboys, that game I thought was a real tough drag them out game, but maybe that game wasn't at the quality what we thought it was.
Here's a tweet. This is coming from Hammer Saint. Do you know who he is, Maroon?
No.
You must know him because he says, Dan, you have Maroon down to a T. He is a social butterfly, loves to chat to anyone who listen, but he's still a great bloke.
Ah, yes, I do know. I do know the Hammer. Yes,
no,
I do.
You don't.
He's another coffee mate of mine, and he doesn't leave his own suburb.
One of your mates from Little Conwell?
And he never shouts. No, he's in East Lakes.
Okay.
What about you, mate? Who wins, Titans or Para?
I'm going for the Eels based on the fact that I think Mitchell Moses, similar to what Nathan Cleary's doing at the Panthers, is in for a breakout season. I know they were pretty flat and everybody thought or expected more from them against the Bulldogs in round one. But I think today against the Gold Coast, they'll get the victory.
Mm-hmm. Dan? You said they're a danger side.
Absolutely. Mm. I'm not sure the Gold Coast are as bad as sort of people make out this year.
And we like Holiday in there, don't we, Dan?
Hey?
We like Holiday in on
well,
the
Well, Parramatta, one of the great places.
Goldie's great.
But poor Parramatta, they fly in, they have to fly out straight away. Mm. So they're short Gold Coast holidays.
Oh, so there's no going out jeans?
Yeah,
they don't. And the cologne at the
white shoes, no white shoes in the bag. That might be a problem. Oh,
cocktails mate, and dreams.
That's why, you know, that's why Brisbane never ever played good at Sharks, right? Because we go down there and Carmen's. And that other place.
Players,
Jokers. Oh, mate, that was such a great spot. You know, you'd go down to Cronulla, so we'd always pack our bag and then in the bottom of jeans. Wayne goes, what happened? And we'd all come out of the showers in our going out gear. Good story.
Is that why you don't want to call Gold Coast games anymore?
Why?
Because you've got to fly in and fly out.
I love it.
Stay there anymore.
Yeah, I know. But
Gordy's a true Easter time. It used to be Broncos Roosters at the footy stadium for some reason. It was a Friday night. Yeah. Did Wayne have the rule, if you won, you got to go to the autumn races the next day?
Yeah, the Sunday, yeah. Yeah, Sunday. So we'd stay for the weekend and
they'd no wonder they always used to win.
Have a crack. Yeah, have a crack. Yeah, but no, well, mate, Wayne was pretty good. Like every time we'd play, he'd sort of give the senior players, boys, what do you want this week? And, you know, if you're playing against the Sharks, David Peachy's not allowed to make a break. You know what I mean? So that means that you kick chases on or whatever. And if you got that, well, you could have a night out and you didn't have to turn up and do the rehab, you know, like the swimming at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. So you could have a good night out and have a sleep in. And that pretty much wasn't every week. But like when you're coming up against a good side and he wanted the boys to buy in a little bit more, he would give us all a challenge like that.
Have I got time to ask one more question?
Yeah, go for your life.
You know Wayne.
We do have a show after this.
I know, but we've got a game to call.
You have, mate, game, you have the main show after
you
this.
You know how stubborn Wayne can be. Yes. I remember when Lockyer started at 5'8".
You're talking about Latrell and staying
there. Oh, yeah, and he just persevered and ended up, Lockyer became one of the greatest 5'8"s of all time. Will he persevere with Mitchell as fullback?
No, because he gave him 55 minutes the other night, so he's moved him twice. And I think Wayne knows. I think what Wayne's really good is saving you from yourself as well. You know what I mean? I know that you want to go there, but Wayne Bennett's got this ability where he cares about you and he won't keep on letting him come under the scrutiny because everybody has an opinion on Latrell and I'm actually on his side. But I think he's an amazing talent. The game's better for having him there. Fullback has changed so much. In the 80s, he would have been our greatest ever fullback. You know what I mean? Just when it just catching the ball every now and then and coming in and having a run, he would have been unbelievable. But Billy's changed that landscape. And Tedesco and Tommy Turbo, well, they've taken it to a whole new level as well.
It's not two games too soon to give up. It's two games.
I don't reckon he will give up.
No.
I reckon Wayne will stick with him at
No, mate, but he needs a bit
longer.
Of conditioning. So he didn't come in until January or whatever, and he was, you know, unsure on his, you know, future. So I think he needs to get a bit of game fitness. So he's putting him back there to get his fitness up. I think once Latrell gets fit, it's like when GI came. GI won a grand final at number 6.
Mm.
I think Latrell's good enough to win a – I mean, like, Latrell's good enough to play anywhere in the back line. He is going to mirror Greg Inglis's, but he hasn't had the preseason to get the Ks in his
league. It feels like, Gordy, everyone's given up on him, though. That's what it feels like.
No,
and I look at it
everybody's
go,
having a shot at him.
Said two games there. It's two games. Give him a chance to find his legs. Give him an opportunity. Two games is not
Bell
enough.
Holmes, right, is having the same impact and we're all going, oh, mate, he'll be good, he'll be this, he'll be that. He wasn't, you know what I mean, Bell Holmes was a very good player. He was a State of Origin player, but he wasn't the best in his position when he left. He's come back, but all of a sudden he's a superstar. He's the best thing in the game. But, like, we're giving him time, but we're not giving Latrell time and space.
All right. Well, that's just about it, boys. You got a call this afternoon. And you've been great. Good to see you. Reedy, you didn't tip us a winner for the...
I went the Gold Coast.
Oh, you did, did you?
I'm thinking today Ashley Taylor could have a monster game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why, but I just got a feeling.
That might be your Jack Link's bowl prediction. Mate, we'll catch you on NRL 360 and all the many, many shows on Fox League.
Thanks, Anthony.
Damn, I'll see you at Randwick Fitness first.
Tomorrow about 1 o'clock.
They're beautiful. I'll see you there.
They should be working out together.
Oh, yeah, they might shut that down.
Yeah, they will.
I hope they don't. So
can you please spot me, Dan? Not on calf raises. Mate,
at least we go to the gym fester. Yeah. Now you just sit down with a packet of CCs like you normally do. Reedy, you're involved in the call this afternoon.
I'll CC you later.
And Gordy, tell us, we'll see you after the break. We've got the call for you this afternoon, and that is, of course, Leichhardt Oval, where the Tigers take on the Knights, and then, of course, Titans take on Parramatta. All thanks to our mates at Ream and Maccas. Dan Ganay will lead the call team next as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.